Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. Hey everybody, I'm Stefano Bentasuglia and I'm a software engineer in Red Hat. And today I'm going to introduce you to Conforma, a supply chain policy engine that my team and I are actively developing. Let's start from the problem. As the audience in this room may already know, we are seeing a boom in tools to generate SBOMs. And we have plenty of, secure supply chain artifacts in general. And we have plenty of SBOMs, SALSA provenance attestations, and vulnerability reports in our pipelines. So basically what we spent in the last years is solving the generation problem. But we have another problem now. We have all this data, but who is actually verifying it? For example, if an SBOM contains a vulnerability, if a vulnerability is present in an SBOM, no one checks. Are we actually releasing our software securely? Of course not. This is why, if we don't have a mechanism to verify all these documents, all we have is passive compliance, not active security. And we cannot rely on human oversight either to verify these documents, because it cannot keep pace with the modern CI/CD deployment velocity. This is why we built Conforma. Conforma is an open source tool designed to sit exactly in the gap between artifact generation and production deployment. It works by evaluating the documents generated by the supply chain and to evaluate them against a policy that is defined as a code. And finally, it outputs a clear pass-fail signal that can be used in the pipeline. It also generates a human-readable output to make the violations that are produced during the evaluation clearly understandable and to facilitate the remediation. Last but not least, it is designed as a lightweight CLI tool that can be easily integrated in your pipeline, where it can serve as a blocking gate. This is how it works at a high level. The CLI takes as input all the documents that are generated in your pipeline. So for example, image manifests, image signatures, SBOMs, SALSA provenance attestations, but also CV scans, test reports, and basically whatever you want to validate. And evaluates them against a policy. That is a set of rules that enforce a variety of compliance checks against these documents. This policy is highly flexible because it can be adapted and parameterized using a policy configuration file, so that the same policy logic can be used with different security profiles for different environments. And finally, the CLI produces a simple output, as I said, that can be used as a blocking gate in your pipeline. Having the policy logic and the policy configuration versioned as a code in a Git repo offers several advantages. First of all, you can apply the same quality standards that you use for your application code also for your security logic. Also, your policy and hence your security posture is fully versioned and auditable. You can also write unit tests for the rules you implement so that you are sure that they behave exactly as intended. And finally, the policy can be jointly maintained using a collaborative governance model where several teams contribute to the policy definition. Yeah. We in Conforma